This is Radio Nepal. I am Srizana Bastula with the news, the headlines first. Government implements private investment protection and promotion strategy to boost investor confidence. Nepal exports electricity worth 29.32 billion rupees to India and Bangladesh in the last fiscal year. Indian Army Chief Dhiraj Seth pays courtesy call on Prime Minister Balendra Shah. And U.S. sanctions International Criminal Court president and senior lawyer. Now the news in detail. The government has issued the Private Investment Protection and Promotion Strategy aiming to boost investor confidence while securing, protecting and promoting private sector investment. The government has made it clear that a strategy has been introduced to create an environment where the private sector can invest with high morale for rapid economic growth and job creation in the country. The strategy has prioritized the physical security of investors and industrial and commercial structures, asset protection, economic recovery, legal and regulatory simplification, investment protection and promotion, and the development of entrepreneurship among the youths. The Council of Ministers approved a list of 100 governance reform tasks on March 27, which included a work plan to formulate and implement a strategy for the protection and promotion of the private sector. Nepal exported electricity worth 29.32 billion rupees to India and Bangladesh in fiscal year 2025-26, Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Biraj Bhakta Shrestha said. Responding to lawmakers' queries in yesterday's meeting of the House of Representatives, Minister Shrestha said electricity exports alone cannot be considered the full measure of success in Nepal's energy sector. Minister Shrestha expressed the commitment that the ministry would take effective measures to ensure regular supply of quality energy for domestic consumers. He informed that the task of expanding smart meters and substation automation system has gained momentum in the Kathmandu Valley and major cities. Chief of Army Staff of the Indian Army, General Dhiraj Seth, paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister Balendra Shah, who also holds the post of Defence Minister, at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers in Singhadarbar yesterday. Indian Ambassador to Nepal, Naveen Srivastav, was also present in the meeting, according to Prime Minister Shah's press and research expert Deepa Dahal. Leading a five-member delegation, General Seth arrived in Kathmandu on Sunday for a four-day official visit at the invitation of the Chief of Army Staff of the Nepali Army, Ashok Raj Sigdel. Following customary tradition, President Ramchandra Paudel conferred the honorary rank of General of the Nepali Army on Indian Chief of Army Staff General Seth at a special program organized at Sheetal Niwas on Monday. The Indian delegation is scheduled to return home today. Both houses of the Federal Parliament are holding meetings today. The House of Representatives will meet at 11 a.m., in which Finance Minister Dr. Swarnim Wagle will present a proposal seeking consideration of the Employees' Provident Fund 10th Amendment Bill 2083. Youth Labour and Employment Minister Ramji Yadav will table the Child Labour Prohibition and Regulation Bill 2083. Similarly, Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation Minister Biraj Bhakta Shrestha will also table the Long-Term Power Trade Agreement between Nepal and India. Meanwhile, the National Assembly will meet at 1:15 p.m. In the meeting, Ministers for Foreign Affairs, Law, Justice and Parliamentary Affairs and Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation will respond to lawmakers' questions concerning their respective ministries. Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Minister Khadag Raj Paudel will also propose sending the Bill on Liability of Domestic Aviation 2083 to the Legislation Management Committee for clause-wise discussion. Minister for Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Khadag Raj Paudel has said the government is moving ahead firmly to have Nepal removed from the European Union's EU air safety list. Responding to questions raised on ministry-related matters during yesterday's meeting of the House of Representatives, Minister Poudil said Nepal was confident of being removed from the list soon based on its commitment to aviation safety, implementation of corrective action plans, enhanced regulatory capacity, institutional reforms, and continued dialogue with the European Union. He said further measures would be taken based on the outcome of the EU's review of Nepal's corrective action plans. European Union Ambassador to Nepal Veronique Lorenzo paid a farewell call on Foreign Minister Shishir Khanal at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs yesterday. The two discussed Nepal-EU relations and areas of mutual interest. Ambassador Lorenzo expressed the EU's interest in cooperating with Nepal on mountain and water-related issues, as well as safe, systematic and decent migration. They also discussed Nepal's graduation from the least developed country category, cultural heritage promotion and freedom of expression. Ambassador Lorenzo pleased EU support for Nepal's development and cultural initiatives. The Nepali Congress has decided to take the initiative to amend the constitution while safeguarding its achievements and strengthening democracy. At a press conference held at the party's central office in Sanepa yesterday, party spokesperson Devraj Chalise said the party has called for a constitution amendment recommendation commission headed by a retired Chief Justice of the Supreme Court. The Central Working Committee has also formed a Central Management Committee under Party President Gagan Kumar Thapa for the party's 15th General Convention. The convention will be held from September 2 to 4. Minister for Foreign Affairs Shishir Khanal has said that the government plans to reduce rental cost by constructing residential buildings for Nepali embassies and missions abroad. Responding to queries from lawmakers in the meeting of the House of Representatives yesterday, Minister Khanal said that buildings for Nepali missions abroad shall be constructed in a way that reflects Nepal's own identity and characteristics. The foreign minister also shared that 1.03 billion rupees was spent on housing for Nepali missions abroad in the last fiscal year, which is about 17% of the total budget allocated for the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in the same year. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. The administration of United States President Donald Trump has added the head of the International Criminal Court ICC as well as one of its senior lawyers to a list of sanctioned individuals. According to the BBC, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio framed the widening sanctions as part of his campaign to dismantle the international court. The sanctions target ICC President Tomoko Akni, a Japanese judge, and senior trial lawyer Abdoulaye Sy of Senegal. The U.S. administration has accused the ICC of exceeding its authority and threatening American sovereignty. The sanctions freeze any assets the two officials may hold in the United States and restrict U.S.-based entities from conducting transactions with them. The ICC has condemned the measure, saying it stands behind its staff and that sanctions targeting judges, prosecutors, and other court personnel undermine the rule of law and put the international legal order at risk. The latest sanctions mark a further escalation in the Trump administration's confrontation with the ICC, while the court maintains that it will continue carrying out its mandate independently. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather across the country today. Moderate rain and snowfall with thunder and lightning is likely at some places in the Himalayan regions and at many places in the hilly regions today. Some places in the Tarai areas of Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudarpashchim provinces may also receive moderate rainfall. A few places in the Madhes province and the Tarai region of Kosi province are likely to receive rain. Likewise, heavy rainfall is possible at one or two places in the hilly areas of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Karnali and Sudur Paschim provinces. Strong winds are likely at some places in the Tarai areas of Kosi and Madhes provinces today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government implements private investment protection and promotion strategy to boost investor confidence. Nepal exports electricity worth 29.32 billion rupees to India and Bangladesh in the last fiscal year. Indian Army Chief Dhiraj Seth pays courtesy call on Prime Minister Balendra Shah. And U.S. sanctions International Criminal Court President and Senior Lawyer. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website RadioNepalOnline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.